Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog, a common sense logical approach to management and leadership. At the conclusion of the 2-day effective leader manager course and the advanced leadership course, I am often told the same thing by departing delegates. They often say, "That was a terrific course and I learned a lot, but when you think hard about these things, it's all about using your common sense, isn't it?" I always say, "Yes, of course, everything is about using your common sense, but remember that common sense is not all that common." What is common sense anyway? Common sense is the everyday word for logical thinking. Example, if you eat too much, common sense tells you that you will get fat. That same point stated as a logical syllogism sounds like this. First premise. Overconsumption of calories causes the body to store excess as fat. Second premise. Eating too much food causes an overconsumption of calories. And logical conclusion. Therefore, too much food causes the body to store excess as fat. Now, everyone knows this law of nature, yet too many people struggle to apply this so-called common sense fact. I.e., common sense is not all that common. Indeed, the non-application of common sense is more common. Managing the team requires the application of common sense. What are the common sense laws of management? Here are 4 to consider. 1. The team is there to achieve a goal, so the goal must be communicated. 2. The manager must be as good as the standard that he or she expects from the others. 3. The team must work as a team. 4. The manager must be fair. Let's examine each. 1. The team is there to achieve a goal, so the goal must be communicated. The definition of a team is, quote, "a group of 2 or more individuals acting harmoniously together to achieve a shared purpose." This definition enables you to distinguish a team from simply a group of random people. It is the fact that the group are acting to achieve a shared goal that makes the group a team. Therefore, the goal is the all-important element that binds the team and gives it identity. Therefore, it is imperative that every leader and manager spends as much time as is necessary communicating 2 things: what the goal actually is and the reasons and purpose that lay behind the goal. It is amazing how often the goal is unclear to the people who have to implement the actions designed to achieve it. I.e., the implementers don't know the ultimate goal, purpose, or reasons behind what they're being asked to do. As a result, motivation is less than it could be, efficiency is less than it could be, and to the people who have to implement the tasks seem to be mindless. If you are the manager, remember this. Spend as much time as is necessary communicating 2 things: what the goal actually is and the reasons and purpose that lay behind the goal. If you fail to do this, then your team will fragment into subsets, each trying to fulfill what it sees as its own self-interest. Communicate the goal to the team. It's only common sense. 2. The manager must be as good as the standard that he or she expects from the team. You cannot effectively criticize another person for lateness if you, yourself, are always late. And you cannot effectively criticize a colleague for poor dress if you, yourself, are scruffy. And you cannot effectively criticize a colleague for poor language if your language too is crap. You must be an example of the behaviours and the standards that you expect from the others. Hold yourself to the highest standard. then and only then can you legitimately manage others who are below the team standard. It's only common sense. 3. The team must work as a team. Again, the definition of a team can be given as, quote, a group of two or more individuals acting harmoniously together to achieve a shared purpose. The key word here is harmoniously. The manager should do everything possible to promote a harmonious atmosphere in the team and avoid doing or saying anything that is likely to create disharmony, conflict, and bad feeling in the team. Things that are likely to create disharmony, conflict, and bad feeling in the team. 1. Vague and unclear instructions. 2. Unfair division of labour. 3. Negative language. 4. Poor environment. Things that will promote harmonious atmosphere in the team include 1. Clear instructions. 2. Proper division of labour. 3. Positive language. 4. Good work environment. It's only common sense. 4. The manager must apply the principles of fairness. The manager leader must not be unfair. The manager leader must be fair. The problem is that fairness is a complex issue. Fairness has multiple possible meanings. For our purposes, it has two meanings. 1. The manager should hold everyone in the same class to the same professional standard, i.e., within the same class of team members, no double standards. This is fairness and equality. 2. The manager should judge each individual by their individual performance, as opposed to judging them according to their gender, race, age, accent, economic class, etc. This is fairness and social justice. Treat people with fairness, equality, and justice. It's only common sense. Thank you.